This show is brought to you by Female Alliance Media, by women, for women.
Hey, welcome to another solo episode of the Honest as a Mother podcast. I think I officially like doing these solo episodes now, guys. Like, I like giving updates. I love hearing the feedback. And I think you guys also really enjoy them. So that also makes me really happy because sometimes, like I've said before, I truly feel like an idiot when I just like sit here and talk to myself. And sometimes like my husband is behind me and I think he like probably makes fun of me secretly. I don't know. It just feels weird to be sitting at my desk in my basement talking to myself. So the fact that you guys enjoy these solo episodes brings me lots of joy. So yeah, there's been so much going on. I have had just like a crazy last couple of weeks. My authors from Honest as a Mother Book 2 submitted all of their chapters. So I have been making the manuscript and editing each chapter. It also gets edited by like a professional editor, but I, you know, find spelling mistakes and grammar, things like that, and then send feedback to each and every one of my authors. And there has 17 of them this time around. So it was a lot more of a lengthy process than it was the last time when I only had 12. So it has been so incredible. Like, this book is insanely powerful. And I mean that through and through, honestly. Like, this book is, it's deep. I don't know how else to describe it other than deep. There are some extremely heavy topics in this book, but it literally makes me so happy. It is like exactly what I've always pictured Honest as a Mother to be. Like, I want to talk about the hard things. I love talking about the hard things. I love talking about the taboo things. I just love having tough conversations. It's something I'm good at, but it's also something that I think is so needed. Like, we need to bring light to the darkness. And there are so many points in motherhood that just get smothered by the darkness. And being a mom is so hard. A lot of us struggle with our mental health. A lot of us struggle with infertility. A lot of us struggle on the day-to-day just not to lose our minds because our children drive us crazy. The mental load of motherhood is next level. And if you are a solo parent or a single parent, honestly, hats off to you because you don't get that trade-off. And I hate this picture-perfect bullshit persona that people have made up to be motherhood. Like, you give birth to this beautiful baby and the baby comes out and, you know, like the angels sing and the music plays and you're so in love. That doesn't happen. It happens for some of us, but there's also a lot of us that doesn't happen for. So that's what I want to talk about. I want to be able to create a space where moms can talk about the fact that, like, hey, I didn't bond right away with my baby. Like, does that make me bad? Because everyone else I've talked to really bonded right away. They had that angel singing music moment and I didn't. And I'm feeling really uncomfortable. Like, maybe I don't love my baby as much as they love their babies. And like, we know that's not true. But there is such a needed space for moms to just be able to say what they're thinking. They want to say, hey, guess what? I hate being a mom today. Hate it. You know what? We all do some days. I hated being a mom today. I wanted to walk the dog when I got home from work today. You know, I didn't work out this morning, so I really wanted to move my body today. So I'm like, you know what? We're going to walk the dog. The kids wanted to bring out their scooters. So I was like, great. This is going to be so great. Some of you might have seen on my Instagram story. You can probably still see it now from last night that, you know, we were out scootering and Scarlett had a big fucking meltdown. It was the biggest meltdown I think she's ever had in public. She screamed. Like, I had to football carry her. I have the dog, the scooter. It was, like, such a sight to see. But, like, those moments are so hard. And, no, I didn't really like her all that much in that moment. But that doesn't make me a bad mom. But I also need space to say, you know what? I really can't stand her right now. And I really, really, truly hate this. This is hard. This is really hard. And all I wanted to do was walk the friggin' dog and take them on a scooter ride. Like, it's a no-brainer to me. I'm like, we all get outside. We all get exercise. You guys ride your scooters. It's fun. The dog gets walked. But, like, sometimes that's just what motherhood is. It turns into just a fucking dumpster fire. And we feel ashamed for it, and we shouldn't. Like, I'm sorry, do you like being screamed at in the middle of the streets and then have to football carry your child home along with a scooter and a dog and the six-year-old in tow? Like, no, you don't want to do that. So that is what this book is about, this podcast is about. But this book, honestly, it is incredible. There is chapter after chapter after chapter that I honestly bawled my eyes out reading them. They are so raw, so real, so powerful. You will be so moved by these women inside this book. We've got topics of racism in this book. We've got miscarriage topics in this book. We've got IVF in this book. We've got mental illness in this book. We have got expectations, step-parenting, co-parenting, healing generational trauma. Like, honestly, I could go on and on and on. Like, it is powerful. I'm so proud of it. And I'm so proud of each and every one of the authors in this book because I think they also really needed this. Do you know what I mean? Like, that was something else I really wanted to touch on in this podcast is, like, the power of telling our stories. I think in general, it's incredible. But I think as a community, as mothers, when we share our stories, it really bonds us together, but it also really validates other mothers, right? Like, other parents, even. Like, I mean, I shouldn't speak just on the moms, because sometimes my husband says things that he's struggling with that really validate my feelings and vice versa. I'm sure that if there is a dad listening to this podcast, yes, okay, he's the dad, not the mom, but, you know, when he hears a mom talk about her heart, I'm sure he can relate on some level, because being a parent is just really hard. So, you know, that's why, like, it's like, even for myself, I'm a huge mental health advocate. I know what anxiety and depression look like. I have been through them before. I have asked for help. I've gotten the help. I, you know, preach on this podcast how important it is. But in 2021, when I was struggling, I struggled for way too long by myself. And when I finally, like, clawed my way to the top and asked for help and spoke to some of you guys and then posted my post about, you know, starting medication and really struggling with that stigma of medication and the flooded DMs I got, the comments on that photo, the comments on that reel, so validating. And I actually had someone who recently DM'd me and told me that she has been following along and was really inspired by that particular post, went to the doctor, got diagnosed with anxiety and depression and started medication, and it literally saved her life. So these are the things I'm talking about. You need to share your heart, because someone is going to listen to that and be so moved by it and so inspired by it. Like, literally, our words change other people's lives. When I, way before this podcast, before the books, before everything, I was struggling with postpartum rage, but because I didn't, you know, fit into the postpartum depression box, I didn't ask for help. But I was so unbelievably unhappy that it was like making me want to crawl out of my skin. And then I came across, if you don't follow Motherhood Understood, check them out. She is amazing. And I came across her page and she was talking about something called postpartum rage. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. That kind of sounds like what I have. So then I dug a little bit deeper, read more of her posts, read one of her blogs. Then I found a podcast about postpartum rage. And then I, you know, did some Google diving, got some more information. But because of her post, I realized that I was struggling. And then I asked for help and then I started healing. And I've literally never stopped healing. So it is so important to tell our stories. It's so important to share your heart. And also, I'm sure the girls in the Honest as a Mother book two and book one really can relate when I say, like, it's so healing. It is so healing to share your story. It's like, especially if you're writing it out, it's like therapy all on its own. And so that's been really incredible to watch. Like, when we had our first meeting, some of these girls, there was a lot of tears and like everyone has poured their heart out, but I've really seen a strength in a lot of them. I've really seen few in particular who have actually told me that this really helped them work through the hard shit that they've been going through. It really helped them to just put it on paper and get all of their feelings out. And I so resonate with that. I find writing to be extremely therapeutic and literally like better than like yelling and screaming at someone. Honest to God, it just feels like $1 million. So yeah. So yeah, this book just has really inspired me to keep sharing, keep healing myself. It also just made me want to do more. It wants me to support moms more. You know, I am trying to create something behind the scenes here where I can create something for you guys where you too can heal and you too can become a better version of yourself and then turn around and be an even better mom. Like, I know for myself, as I've been healing myself and identifying like my own triggers, it's really supported my parenting. I yell a lot less. And when I do yell, I own it. I apologize. I don't feel like shit anymore when I yell because I understand like why I can be explosive. I understand where that is coming from. But then also I have learned to give myself compassion and just realize like I just got really frustrated, which is a total normal human response to a freaking child having a meltdown in the middle of the freaking school and you having to carry the scooter home alongside walking the dog and her all in the same time. Like, that's a frustrating moment. But healing has also made me act differently, which has been huge. Also made me learn how to apologize, which has been huge. I find that I have more patience in my day-to-day. I have more patience in my marriage. I probably therapize my husband way too much now, and I don't think he really enjoys that too much, but I've also taught him a lot. You know, we communicate a lot better now, for the most part. Like, I mean, I still want to kill him a lot of the times, but, you know, that's like total normal marriage. I feel like if you don't, then maybe there is something wrong with your marriage, right? Everybody feels that way. But yeah, so I want to keep growing. I want to keep healing. I want to create something for you guys. I'm not entirely certain what it looks like yet, but I really do want to create. I don't know if it'll be a course or a class or something, but I really want to teach what I've been learning because I just feel like so many of us get stuck in the rat race of being a mom, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, working mom, whatever type of mom you are. You get so consumed by that identity that you kind of forget who you are and what makes you happy. And of course your children are going to be number one, but I think you should be number one. I really do. I think that if you're number one, then your kids will be happier because you're going to be happier. You're going to be less triggered. You're going to yell less. And the more that you heal, your children will see it, honestly. They will see it so much. I will also warn you that the more that you learn and the more that you heal and the more conversations you have with your kids, the more they tend to like throw it in your face. Not like actually throw it in your face, but now Scarlett will say things to me like, "You really hurt my feelings. You need to apologize to me." She is so good at identifying her emotions now that sometimes I'm like, shit, I have done way too good of a job at teaching you how to use your words and your emotions. But it is really, really beautiful to see. So stay tuned for that. It's going to come. I have a lot of thoughts, but you know, I got a few other things on my plate right now. So anyway, I'm going to stop blabbing. I cannot wait. This book will be out in the fall, I believe. So yeah, watch for it. And you're going to start hearing from my authors on this podcast because you need to. You need to meet them. You need to hear a little bit about their story. And you need to buckle up for this book because it's intense. Anyways, guys, have a great rest of your week. And I can't wait to talk to you next week. And be kind to yourself. And I'll talk to you soon. See ya. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Honest as a Mother podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I'm really looking forward to hearing from you.